You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a glory meditation episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in blissful remembrance of Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
Hey, what's up, fam? Today we're gonna do another mystic meditation and just soak and bask and enjoy the presence of Jesus and the presence of Abba, the presence of Holy Spirit. So why don't you just find a comfortable place, or if you're out somewhere where you can't just sit, or maybe you're driving, maybe you're going somewhere, just find that place in your heart. Just sink into that place inside you where you can commune. These are awesome times. I love to meditate. I love to do guided meditations just as reminders of that glory, just as opportunities, kind of like dates with the Lord, kind of like just intentional times of just enjoying one another. So we will read some scriptures. I will share some words, but let's just start with a time of silence. I have some meditative music playing, and let's just be. So let's begin. Let your awareness sink deep into Christ within you. truly near and never far, Jesus. Truly near and never far, Lord. Hey. Hey. We just feel your embrace today, Lord. We feel your embrace, Abba. We breathe in your nearness. Today we meditate on our oneness, Father, in you, Jesus, with you, Holy Spirit. We let ourselves rest deep within this oneness. This unity, this perfect union. Remember this union that we have. This beautiful and perfect union, unbroken fellowship with you and one another, Lord. I want to read from John chapter 17 from the Mirror Bible as we meditate. The words of Jesus, the prayer of Jesus. I pray specifically for them, those who know that they are yours to begin with, and that you gave them to me. I am not here to debate with those who still see themselves defined by the world system. I am greatly esteemed in our shared friendship with every individual person. All those who are mine are also yours, and what is yours is mine. I am no longer in the world, but they are. I am no longer in the world, but they are. I am proceeding to be face to face with you, Holy Father. I ask for the protection of those whom you have given me in your name, that they also may be one, even as we are. While I was with them in the world, I guarded over the ones you have given me in your name and did not lose any, except the lost son who fulfilled what was written prophetically. But now I come to be face to face with you, Father. I speak these things while I am still in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your logos, and now the world hates them because they have lost their manipulative, performance-based hold over them. These now know that they did not originate in the cosmos, but in the Logos, even as I did not begin in the cosmos. I do not request that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil performance-based system of hardships, labors, and annoyances. They are not defined by the cosmos system, even as I am not defined thereby. Define them in your truth. Your logos is the unveiled truth. Just as you have commissioned me into the world, so I send them on their mission into the world. For their sakes do I sanctify myself to be high above the cosmos system, so that their true set apartness will be mirrored in me. I do not pray for them exclusively, but also for those who would come to believe in me because of their word, that they all may be one. Exactly as you, Father, are mirrored in me, and I in you, that they also will be exactly mirrored to be one in us. Then the entire world will believe and be persuaded about your mission upon my life. And I, the incarnate Word, have endued them with the same glorious esteem that you have given me, so that their oneness may mirror ours. I am in them as you are in me. And on this basis, their seamless oneness may be entirely concluded. Thus, the world will acknowledge your commission upon my life and know that my love for them mirrors your love for me. Verse 23 again, John 17:23 in the mirror. I am in them as you are in me. And on this basis, their seamless oneness may be entirely concluded. Thus the world will acknowledge your commission upon my life and know that my love for them mirrors your love for me. One more time. I am in them as you are in me, and on this basis their seamless oneness may be entirely concluded. Verse 22, I, the incarnate Word, have endued them with the same glorious esteem that you have given me, so that their oneness may mirror ours. Thank you, Jesus. We acknowledge you in us today, Lord. We acknowledge you. We remember that just as you are in the Father and the Father is in you, that so Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell in all of us. There is no us and them. I remember our seamless union in Christ. We look today and we remember even the person that seems to disagree with us the most, according to the world system, according to the issues of the day, we remember that even they are in you and you are in them, and we are seamlessly one. Jesus, Jesus, I need to remember this, Lord. We want to remember this, Lord. One family mirroring the family of the Trinity. Remembering sins no more, that the world may know. Jesus, that the world may see your love in us. Father, that the world may see your love in us. Holy Spirit, that the world may see your love in us, in my life, in the life, in the lives of your church. We remember today. We are one. The gift of union that we have in you, Jesus. You have forgiven our trespasses that we may forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. You have given us this day our daily bread that we may share freely with our brothers and sisters. You have let your kingdom come and your will be done in Christ, that we could share in the glories of that kingdom in seamless union with one another. I recognize all walls are dissolved here, Lord. All walls between God and man. All walls between Jew and Gentile. All walls between every race. I recognize all walls that I've put up fallen in Jesus' name. There are no barriers between us. All is forgiven. All is cast into the sea of forgetfulness. All record of wrongs dissolved. Jesus, we remember this prayer. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in you and you in me and us in them. We take time to feel that today, Lord. I take time to feel my glorious union with God and with my fellow creatures. With God and all creation, I take time to recognize, Jesus, your prayer was answered. No hatred is strong enough to divide us. No sin is strong enough to divide us. No demon, all the powers. Nothing can separate us from this love that we each share in Christ Jesus. Lord, I feel my brothers and sisters with me. I feel the saints of the ages. I recognize them cheering me on. All of the same team. All of the same family. recognize their beauty. Recognize the beauty of each part of your body, Jesus. What they have to offer. What I have to offer them. Lord, we receive each and every gift in this union, in this body, in this family, in this happy kingdom of Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I drink the union wine. I drink of this seamless, joyful union. And I recognize that our oneness will forever remain unbroken. Even where we've messed up, even when we've forgotten our oneness, Lord, you preserve it. You keep us safe. And you are awakening us to all that we have together in you. Let it permeate every area of our lives, Lord. Every area of our speech, our behavior. The next time we face a possible contradiction or conflict, we remember that you said in this world we will have trouble, but we take heart. For Jesus, you have overcome the separations of this world. For the last part of this meditation, I just want to read again from John chapter 17. Just a few more verses. John 17, 21. That they all may be one, exactly as you, Father, are mirrored in me and I in you, that they also will be exactly mirrored to be one in us, that the entire world would believe and be persuaded about your mission upon my life. And I, the incarnate Word, have endued them with the same glorious esteem that you have given me, so that their oneness may mirror ours. Thank you, Jesus. We rest in that perfect union, the same kind of union as Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit mirrored in us, the free gift in Christ. We sink deep into that. We rest in that as a part of our everyday life. In Jesus' name.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.